The Oak Island Art Guild has been around for about 30 years, and the organization has held its annual Arts and Crafts Festival for nearly that long. This weekend, the festival is on full swing for one day, Saturday, at Middleton Park in Oak Island, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The festival rain date is Sunday, in case that's needed. Mary Beth Springmeyer, a volunteer with the Guild, shares details about the Guild and about the festival.
Well, the Oak Island Art Guild's been around about 30 years, and it was formed as a nonprofit. And basically, they wanted to be able to just further the cultural arts for the residents of Oak Island, in the vicinity. And they provide workshops, and they provide instruction for members of the community. They cooperate with other arts groups in the area and in the county. They have about 70 members, so we hold the meetings on the second Friday of every month. They're free and open to the public. We have free workshops where usually there's an artist who's a teacher, and the particular topic is there. They're held at the Oak Island Rec Center. And with the annual Arts and Crafts Festival that we do every year, we also have a community show that we do, Art by the Shore, in November. And then we do other things with the funds that we raise, such as provide scholarships to a student maybe that's going off to college, or art supplies in our local communities for our teachers. We're just a bunch of people who like to make and create art, and we want to see that continuing in our community, so we work together to find ways to do that.
And how long have you been holding this festival that's coming up, the Arts and Crafts Festival?
This is our 27th year.
27th.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on at the festival?
Well, the festival's held on the Saturday. It's a one-day event, and there'll be about 120 booths or so of various types of artists, from painters to folk arts to stained glass, pottery, ceramic, fiber, textile, wearable art, all types of country crafts and everything in between that you can think of. And the artists come from really all across the state, and it's a sort of a juried process. People apply, and there'll be food as well. And so we just encourage people to stop by and have a good day.
I'm sure it's too late for this year, but let's say that I'm an artist and I'd like to be a vendor next year. How would I do that?
Well, yes, it is too late for this year. The application will be online on our website in January. So anyone interested in 2017, look on our website and you'll be able to pull the application down. And we encourage folks to apply as early as possible. Usually the deadline for the first wave is by July 1st, that we ask people to have their applications in to us. And so, of course, as it gets closer to the event, we do get more phone calls, and by that point, space is scarce.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a hot ticket to be a vendor there.
It's a limit. The field is wonderful. We work with the Oak Island Rec Center, and the town are great patrons and sponsors and collaborators with us. But the field is limited in size, so therefore we are limited in how many vendors we can hold.
That was Mary Beth Springmeyer, a volunteer with the Oak Island Art Guild. The Guild's annual Arts and Crafts Festival is this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Oak Island. Sunday is the rain date. Find details at whqr.org.